The Peace Corps program is a program of study that helps to prepare students for entry into the Peace Corps, although it certainly doesn't require that students go into the Peace Corps, and it doesn't guarantee that they'll go into the Peace Corps. But instead, it's a series of courses and experiences that help ensure that the student has all of the skills that they would need to go into anything in life that would involve working with different cultures, different communities, different areas of study. So it's a very broad-based experiential learning opportunity.
And what are some of the ways that interested students may benefit from the Peace Corps prep training?
It is experiential learning, and so the student will have the opportunity to do hands-on activities, experiences, internships, study abroad, a variety of ways that they are able to apply what they're learning in their areas of study to the real world. And any time a student has that opportunity for experiential learning, it means that they better know what it is that they want to do in life, and it also better prepares them for those careers or directions that they want to go into. And so it's a great way to prepare for the future, whether that future involves the Peace Corps or not.
This is sort of a twofold question. What is Murray State's history and involvement with the Peace Corps? And there are several students and faculty who have served. Are there any particular individuals or efforts that come to mind?
Well, Murray State has had quite a few students across the years who have gone into the Peace Corps, so it's not unusual for us to have one or two students who, upon graduation, they then go on to spend the next year or two or more serving in the Peace Corps. And so in that sense, we've had a relationship with the Peace Corps for many years. We also have a large number of faculty who and professional staff here at the university who have served in the Peace Corps. And so in that sense, the Peace Corps is important to a large group of us here at Murray State.
So before this program offering, if someone was interested in joining the Peace Corps, what kind of process did they have to undergo, and how does this program enhance their skills or streamline that process?
Well, in the past, the person who wanted to go into the Peace Corps pretty much just graduated from Murray State and applied and hoped that they were accepted into the Peace Corps. So there wasn't anything specifically set up at the university to prepare the student. No formal programs, that is. With Peace Corps prep, what we've done is we've partnered with the Peace Corps to develop a program that ensures that students graduate with all of the experiences and with all of the coursework and knowledge that the Peace Corps is specifically looking for in the people they hire to serve in the Peace Corps. And so the program really does give the graduate kind of a head start in comparison to people who apply to the Peace Corps who don't have that experience.
Murray State is the only university in Kentucky offering the Peace Corps prep program. Was it competitive in securing this program at Murray State?
Yes. So what we had to do in order to become a Peace Corps prep school is to apply for the program. We had to design the program. We had to show that this was a program that would actually be beneficial to students who wanted to go into the Peace Corps, and that we had the support of the university to make this happen, that there's interest in our student body to make this happen. So it was a pretty rigorous application process. So I don't know that we were actually competing against other schools. I don't believe that's the case. But instead, it was a matter of, could we design a program that was impressive enough to the Peace Corps to be accepted as a Peace Corps prep program.
And how long did it take? How long has this been in the works? And what kind of reaction or feedback? You mentioned students showing interest. What kind of interest were they showing?
We've always had students who are interested in going into the Peace Corps. And so the fact that it's not unusual to see that we have recent graduates who are going into the Peace Corps or who are currently serving shows that there's that interest here at Murray State. And so the students wouldn't have known about the Peace Corps prep program because it really is brand new. We were only accepted at the very, very end of the spring semester. And so this is brand new. We'll be rolling it out in the fall. And I have already had my first student who saw the press release and has called to find out more about that. And so if we already have a student who found out in a press release, I'm sure we're going to have a lot of interest in Peace Corps prep once students are back on campus and start hearing about it from their advisors and others here on campus.
The course load mentioned field work, and you mentioned studying abroad. What kind of field work is involved? Is it just studying abroad, or do they work in the local community as well?
The experiential learning opportunities or requirements are actually specifically designed for each student. So, of course, studying abroad would be absolutely ideal for a student who wants to go into the Peace Corps because, by nature, the Peace Corps does require working abroad. And so a student who has a study abroad experience will know what it's like to live and function within another culture. So that's a good thing. It's certainly not required. The experiential learning opportunity could be an internship in the local community or in some other community in the state or the region or the country. It could be a service learning course. We really are planning to design those opportunities or those experiential learning, well, experiences tailored to each individual student because we want to be able to make sure that the student is having the gaining the experience that they need to meet their goals.
And is this new program a trend among colleges and universities in an effort to be intentional in reaching out and engaging on a more international level?
Peace Corps prep is still very small. I can't remember how many universities are involved, but it's still relatively small. So I wouldn't say Peace Corps prep itself would be a trend, but certainly when it comes to experiential education, so providing students hands-on experiences, that the value of that is most definitely something that universities are becoming more and more aware of. And then the same for study abroad. Those study abroad experiences, no matter what a student wants to do in their future, being able to spend time abroad is just incredibly beneficial. And so I think you'll see that across the country as well.
Is there anything else you'd like to add about the program?
The one thing I'd like to add is that we are just really proud here at Murray State to be the first school in the state to be a Peace Corps prep school. It's really quite an honor, and it's a wonderful reflection of the type of school Murray is, where we are all about the student and student experiences and providing the opportunities that will help our students succeed in life.
Dr. Renee Duncan, thank you for your time.
Thank you.